Well, today I want to wish you and yours a happy Valentine's. Well, Valentine's is tomorrow, and I'll not be broadcasting. So I wanted to do that today and just send you a greeting. You know what? Valentine's should be special to you married couples. Even writing a little tiny note to say, "I love you, sweetheart." You can do that at least. Take time to love one another. I'm allergic to chocolate, but my husband used to go to the bakery and bring me home my favorite cookie. Okay, you're wondering what that is. I'll tell you, coconut macaroon. You can't find those everywhere, but there was bakeries usually where we lived that had those regularly. But don't feel sorry for me because I'm not allergic to white chocolate. Isn't that strange? But it's true. Well, since February is considered the love month, I just wanted to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for all of the love and support that you have extended to us here at WWIB all through the years. Oh my goodness, you've been so good. We certainly could not have made it without you. And how we love your emails and your letters and oh, well, your financial help has just pulled us through and made it possible to get out the gospel. So you have a part in that too. And we're just grateful that you trusted us enough to send us your prayer requests. And I'll remind you again that when your prayer requests come in, all of the staff meet every Tuesday morning and they go over your prayer requests and pray over them and ask the Lord, join with you and ask the Lord to answer. And the first thing I do when I arrive at the station is go to my mail basket and read your mail. And then to the prayer basket to read the prayer requests. Believe me, all of this is so important to us. So a big thank you. Well, today is the last of my series on how did Jesus spend his time? I only have two ways left. I could have had many more. But listen to what I've already covered. He spent time in prayer. He spent time listening to the Father. He spent time preaching and teaching, traveling, performing miracles. He spent time resting and relaxing. He spent time healing the sick and the hurting. And now today, I want to cover he spent time loving children and he took time speaking one-on-one with individuals. And of course, as I said, there's so many more, but I thought these were some of the highlights. Well, Jesus spent time loving and being with children. Matthew, Mark, and Luke write about Jesus loving the little children. Mark 10:13 through 16 reads, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciple rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and he said to the disciples, 'Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God.'" Oh, I like that, don't you? And oh my goodness, how precious those children must have been to him. And he went on to say, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And he took the children up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them. Can't you just picture in your mind Jesus putting his arms around a group of little children who had come to see and hear him? I'm sure he would stretch his arms around the whole group, not wanting to leave any one of them out. And every mother must have wanted their child to be loved by the Messiah. And guess what? Jesus loves your children. He loves you. And I also love that story of feeding of the 5,000. Jesus barred the lunch of a little lad, as John puts it. And only John tells that story and includes the little boy. The little lad is the way you used to call children, lad. I'm sure that little boy was thrilled when Andrew, the disciples, told him that Jesus would like to borrow his lunch. Wow. I've always wondered, and I'm sure you've asked probably the question too, if Jesus told the disciples to give him one of the baskets of leftovers to take home. And by the way, in one of my books called Manners and Customs in Bible Times, it talks about the fact that women always, even though they didn't have any contents, they almost always carried a basket on their heads, and that they were good size because they would pick up things along the road where they were walking and then put it in the basket and carry it on their heads. So if the Lord gave him one of those baskets of leftovers, think of what his mother would think when he got home with a basket full of fish and bread. Wow. Isn't that going to be interesting to talk to that little boy when we get to heaven? Because I feel sure he was thrilled and wanted the Messiah to be his Savior. I'm going to look for him at least. Well, then last but not least, Jesus took time to speak person to person with individuals, just like he does right now to you and me and to those who do not know Jesus as their Savior. The Holy Spirit nudges and wants you to trust Jesus. Well, I was thinking about the different ones, and two came to my mind right away, so I wrote them down, and there are many more. I think about Zacchaeus, how he talked to Zacchaeus one-to-one and asked to go to his home for his meal at supper time. And you remember Zacchaeus accepted the Messiah as his Savior, and he promised to fourfold settle the debt that he had caused to different people, because you know the people hated the tax collectors, and that's what Zacchaeus was. In fact, he was the chief one. He was overseers of tax collectors, so he would have really been hated. But Jesus loves him. I know I had a experience this week. I made a phone call to someone that I've been praying for. And when on the other line, picked up and was sobbing, needing the Lord in his life. And I was so happy to share Jesus with that precious one. And that How did I learn that? Through Jesus and his one-to-one with different ones like Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman. So today I'm going to finalize my lesson using John chapter 4, which is where Jesus is meeting one-to-one with a Samaritan woman. I love this beautiful story. It just tells us over and over and over again as we read it how much Jesus loves us. And by the way, here's a classic example of how to win a soul to Christ. So if you haven't read it lately, you believers, read it and then get going to share your faith. You see, Jesus walked the shortest route to Samaria, and that's where this woman was at the well. He had been in Judea, and his destination was Galilee. I learned that the largest populated area was the number of people around the Sea of Galilee, and many of the people were commercial fishermen. And it's true that it was the shortest route, but the Jews never went through Samaria, but they would walk the long route through Perea just in order to avoid meeting a Samaritan. They never spoke to each other, and I read in another spot where it said, if they saw a Samaritan coming, the Jew would walk over to the other side of the road to avoid the meeting. And even though they ate the same foods, had the same occupations, the same hopes, same ambition, but the social hatred kept them at a distance. And Jesus knew that this precious lady was weary of sin in her life. After all, you know what? Yes, he knows all about you and all about me and all of our burdens, and he does care. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he knows your heart cry, and he knows mine. And Jesus loves both the Jews and the Samaritans. He doesn't have any partiality. He loves you today. Do you know that? I like that little verse tucked in that says, Jesus must needs go through Samaria. Of course he did, because he knew this woman was needy. She needed a savior. And guess what? Yes, she accepted him as her Lord and Savior. The Messiah had come and he shared his life with her. She was so excited to learn of him, the Messiah. She ran into town and told the people that the Messiah had come and to come and see for yourselves. Verse 39 of chapter 4 says, many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I ever did. What an example for us to take, or should I say, make time to share our faith with others. Jesus did this as an example for us to follow. What a blessing to my life, and I pray it's been to yours also, as we think about how Jesus spent his time on earth. So many lessons to be learned by all of us. And as we live day by day all during the new year, 2020, my prayer is that we will take all these lessons where Jesus spent his time and apply them to our own lives. Jesus is the perfect example that we should follow. Let me read and repeat in closing the verse that I centered all of these messages in the series around. It's found over in Ephesians 5:15 through 17. In the opening of my message, I quoted from the King James Version, and this time I'd like to read from the Amplified Version of that same verse. Let me read it to you in closing. Look carefully, then, how you walk. Live purposely and worthy and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, that is, buying up every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is for your life. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with the Holy Spirit. Speak out to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise with voices and instruments, and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. At all times and for everything, give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Amen. What a challenge for each of us today to walk with the Lord. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.